It is July. It is traditional to look at the standings. I think Barry Bloom did a good job at looking at the National League. But the other part of July is you kind of start watching the races for MVP and Cy Young and Rookie of the Year. And I don't know if we've had a better year for rookies in the National League than we have right now. But I love to look at that. And Paul White joins us. Paul, formerly of USA Today. I'll say in between jobs right now. He's a wonderful baseball writer. He loves the game and is currently, I want to say semi-retired. Is that all right, Paul?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. You're still watching the game every day, and I love talking with you, and it's great to have you on. But this is July, and first of all, the Giants are in Washington. This is your home team there. It is Gio Gonzalez against Peavy tonight. Bring us up to date through your eyes about the Washington Nationals.
It's an interesting situation. I mean, I think people from the outside look and say, the National League East is sort of an inevitability, and here are the Nationals starting to pull away a little bit, and the expectations around this team for several years now have become so high that there's an incredible impatience in the fan base and around the team, and I think it even gets into the clubhouse a little bit. They know they're better than how they've played. Yeah, they've had a bunch of injuries. Ryan Zimmerman's been out a lot. Anthony Rendon's been out a lot. Pitching injuries, they've kind of sorted through that. Strasburg was out for a while. Fister was out for a while. And with all that, they're starting to take command of the division. And I think that's the way it's going to go. But this is a team that's going to prove nothing to their fans until October again. It goes back a couple of years to where they lost that series to St. Louis that they probably should have won. They had that Drew Storen meltdown. Last year, they were certain they were going to beat the Giants. They didn't. And I think that continues to build. And it starts to seep into the clubhouse a little bit. And it's going to be an interesting team to watch because they'll be back in October. But they prove nothing until they beat somebody.
What's the biggest challenge with them right now? Because everyone in the world picked the Nationals to win the National League pennant, of course, based on the pitching. And other than Scherzer, pitching is sort of middle of the pack. Relief, middle of the pack. Offense, middle of the pack. What's the biggest challenge for this team?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be the bullpen. Storen has pitched well this year. And again, another guy. His demons are in October. And we'll see how that goes when he gets into the key situation. But getting to him has been a real problem. They allowed nearly 200 relief innings to leave after last season. Tyler Clippard gone to the A's. Rafael Soriano became a free agent. Ross Detweiler was allowed to go. They haven't been able to replace that. They thought, the formula that so many teams have used in recent years, hey, let's get some live young arms, guys that throw high 90s. You never heard of them. That doesn't matter. These guys will be good. Well, they haven't been good, and they've let a lot of games get away. And it's now sort of people dread if their starters, don't get into the seventh and eighth. I mean, Scherzer's getting there for them, but the other guys haven't been consistently. Gonzalez is a perfect example of that going tonight. So they're going to have to solve that issue one way or another. They tried to cobble it together. Matt Thornton's been okay, but they thought Casey Jansen was going to help. He's been hurt. They're going to have to solve that problem because I don't think they can survive in a tough playoff series with the bullpen the way it's made up.
Yeah, in baseball, Paul White is with us, formerly of USA Today, a great baseball man and writer. We always say, get into their bullpen. Get into their bullpen. Now, of course, in the world today, you get into someone's bullpen and you end up in more trouble than you had with the starter.
Right.
But I think with this team, and give me some of the names. You mentioned Matt Thornton, of course, and we know Storen closes. But let's say you get Gonzalez out after 5 2/3. Who do they go to?
Well, you're going to hear guys like Blake Treinen and Aaron Barrett. And, these are the guys that they thought, they picked up one of the David Carpenters. these are guys that they thought could step in, and they haven't done it. Tanner Roark, who was such a find as a starter last year, got bumped into the bullpen this year. They brought him back into the rotation, back into long relief, short relief. I've really done him a disservice. He started to struggle. He just can't get a rhythm going, but these are the kind of guys they have. And again, great young arms, but not at all polished.
Max Scherzer start the All-Star game? Is that a foregone conclusion? Or is Bruce Bochy put his guy out there, Madison Bumgarner?
That's a tough call. I haven't analyzed where the rotation stand at this point. Scherzer went last night, so I don't know where that brings him coming around toward the All-Star game. It's a good call either way. I mean, if you're doing it based on this season so far, Scherzer's the guy. I think he's clearly the one. But if it's more a reward for a longer term, I mean, you know, I don't think there's going to be a tremendous argument if Bosch goes with Bumgarner.
Yeah, I think both would be on a lot of rest. I think if I figured it out right, I think Scherzer would have one more day than Bumgarner, or maybe two more days. But I think it's pretty close. But I could be wrong, but I think that's pretty close. All right, I when we started the segment, I said a little bit, you know, we haven't really done it on the show yet, and I'm glad to have you on because you always were on top of these things. You know, if we had to pick an MVP today for the National League, American League, or Cy Young today, where do you go with it? And I think it's a good discussion. I talked a little bit with it earlier today with Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. But let me start with you. NL MVP, give me your top three. If you had to think about it today.
Well, I think Bryce Harper's clearly the guy right now. He's just had a dominant season and on a team that's in first place that's had all those problems that I talked about, but he's been sort of he's taken over this team. He really took it over last year in that series against the Giants when they lost, but he became a big time player, I think, that in that week or so. After that, I think it's pretty wide open. If you want just performance, Paul Goldschmidt's always there. Now, as long as the Diamondbacks stay somewhere close to the race, I think Goldschmidt's in it. Otherwise, he runs into the problem he's had the last couple of years. The Diamondbacks fall way back. A lot of people don't want to get an MVP from a bad team, and I think that hurts them. But on performance right now, I think he's there. Giancarlo Stanton was there. The injury takes him out.
Right.
I think same thing, you know, Todd Frazier in Cincinnati. Mm. The other guy I like a lot, I think, is Anthony Rizzo with the Cubs. With all the noise you hear, rightly so, Chris Bryant and all the young guys they've got coming up, Rizzo's the guy that makes that team go.
Very good. Oh, I really hadn't thought about Rizzo. Yeah, that's a good one to put in the mix for me, and Frazier as well. I'm glad we talked. This is good, because I was sort of Goldschmidt, Posey, and Harper, and I wasn't really going anywhere else, but there probably are some that could sneak in. Let's take a quick break, Paul. We'll take a break and come back, and if you can't talk about the American League and some of the Cy Young things, and maybe Rookie of the Year, which may be the best race of all.
Yeah.
All right, Paul White with us. We'll come back right after this. Paul White is with us, formerly of USA Today. Paul, in the clubhouse today, Josh Osich is there. The Giants have not made a corresponding move, but he is a lefty. Javier Lopez and Romo apparently going to close maybe over this weekend, so Bochy needs his left-hander. But a lot of moves today. Ryan Lawless is up. Ishikawa's DFA'd. And before we get into some of the superlatives, July is an interesting month for me. It is one of those months you got to fight. Because if you're on that edge of 4 out, 5 out, 6 out, you could go to 10 or 11 out and kiss your season goodbye. July is a big month.
Yeah, it's a big month for general managers. There are a lot of general managers looking around. Look at the National League. We run the risk of what you see is what you get for the races. I mean, you look at the division leaders plus the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Giants. There may not be anybody else in this in the National League very, very soon. And the GMs of teams like the Mets and the Marlins and the Reds and the Padres, they've got to sit there and think, all right, where are we going? And it's this couple of weeks between now and the trading deadline where those decisions need to be made.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And the Giants have to fight here. You know, this Justin Bour just gave him the body blow here. Down in Miami, you know, the league had figured him out. Apparently, they didn't tell the Giants that, you know, the secret. And very interesting series down in Miami. Now they're up in Washington. What's the weather like today?
It's cloudy. It's actually very comfortable. For this time of year, it's in the 70s. It's going to warm up as the weekend goes on. There's a slight chance of a little scatter rain, but if they get a delay, it won't be much or the next day or two. Maybe tomorrow more so. Yeah, playing that early game tomorrow may actually get them ahead of the rain that might come in later in the day. But more comfortable than usual for this time of year.
Thank goodness. We do not want rain delays, believe me. We do not want them, even though
come on, Marty, you get to talk to people.
I know. I can talk to Michael Gaines every day or Bonnie Lurie or Tony Hayes and all my good people, but not for 7 hours. I like them, but not that much.
No, right. They'll be short if you have them at all this week.
All right. Now, AL MVPs, where do you go with that?
A lot of the usual candidates. I think Mike Trout's right there again. A big year, and the Angels are in it again, and I think that's crucial. The guys that are sitting on the edge, I mean, Cabrera's there a little bit, but Detroit's going to have to stay in. I think Prince Fielder has got to get some consideration. Why are the Rangers suddenly a factor again? And I think his return after pretty much missing last season is a big, big difference there. Nelson Cruz, if the Mariners could make some noise, maybe Jason Kipnis has bounced back for the Indians. But again, another team, can they stay in it? And you know, if Minnesota remains a factor, it's hard to find a guy. But Brian Dozier is kind of the catalyst there. I don't know if he's an MVP, but he certainly gets into the mix.
Well, that's a wide open race, and we haven't even talked.
It totally is.
What about Houston? I mean, you know,
exactly. Who's the guy?
I'll tell you something. I listened to Harold Reynolds last night. I love Harold. You know that. He was on with Eric Burns and Greg Amsinger, who I really like. It's a great show, that MLB Tonight thing. And he went on and on about Correa. He picked him as his number one rookie of the year, and he couldn't say enough about him. And I'll tell you something. If they win and this guy hits 320 now, he's not going to be an MVP, but he'll be in the discussion.
Well, he'll certainly be in the rookie discussion, because you talk about how good the rookie crop in the National League is. It's not that good in the American League right now.
Right.
You know, and it could be one of those years where the later call-up makes a big run and can win that thing. I mean, because if you had to pick an American League rookie right now, it might be Billy Burns.
Wow. How about that? Yeah, look, I saw him in spring training, and I said to the broadcasters for the A's, I said, I like this guy. And he ran home the first, and I said, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a Coco Crisp. You know, they're impact players. And, well, can he hit? He can't hit, and he can't hit. The guy gets on and creates trouble. And
there's really nobody else. I mean, a couple guys in Tampa, Stephen Souza Jr. and Nate Kearns, the pitcher, have been okay. But that's wide open.
Yeah, Correa is going to win it. I don't say I'll guarantee it.
You're probably
right.
I mean, especially if that team stays in the race.
Yeah, he'll do well. All right, National League MVP, I guess Scherzer is right now, if you had to pick it, there's no way you pick anybody else. He's doing things. And I'll tell you, in the American League, Chris Sale doing things that only Pedro did. You know, we are seeing in this age of pitching, and someone was on Mad Dog yesterday talking about this, do we want to see all these strikeouts and low-run games and near-perfect games every other day as baseball fans? Because the pitching is getting very dominant.
I just go watch the Blue Jays.
Truthfully.
They score double figures like 14 times. Now, of course, they might give up that many.
That's right. They're 500. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Scherzer, Chris Sale, are there any better pitchers around right now?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, in the American League, I mean, Sale is probably the best pure pitcher in that league right now. But if you want performance, in Dallas Keuchel in Houston, Sonny Gray is another one. Chris Archer doesn't get, I think, his due in Tampa Bay. He's been fabulous. I mean, you know, that Cy Young race could be kind of wide open. And Sale's will be a little bit of a victim of a team that hasn't gone that well. Although, you know, recent years we've finally seen that wins and losses aren't the determining factor, and rightly so. It's who's pitched the best. So I think that one could stay pretty wide open.
Well, he struck out 10 or more, 8 straight times. Only Pedro did that. And Scherzer, has faced, 75 batters and given up 6 hits or something crazy. It really. This is stuff that we just don't see.
Dominance. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, Zach Greinke has a better ERA right now, and he's been great another year. I mean, he'd be saying, oh, he's an easy winner. But, yeah, Scherzer, this is one of the more dominant seasons we've seen. This stretch here of the last month has just been ridiculous. But, I mean, you think about it. You talk about the pitching dominance. I mean, there was a stretch this week where Cleveland had three consecutive starters go beyond five innings perfect.
Well, no, Tampa Bay, for years, if you pitch against Tampa Bay, you got a shot. It just seems that's the way it always works.
They've got to be way ahead of everybody else, and no hitters against them. I haven't been keeping track, but you know the Mark Burley perfect game was against them. There's been several other no hitters. Yeah, that's the place.
I think Harold last night said there. I think he said 47 games where no hitters have been taken at least into the fifth inning. And really, and because someone had one last night, and he said, don't worry about it. It's only the, I guess, Scott Kazmir. He said, don't worry about it. It's only the fourth or fifth inning. Call me when it's the seventh or eighth inning, you know. And, of course, now it's two out in the ninth inning. There's trouble with Carrasco. I guess the last one we'll talk about, National League Rookie of the Year. And, again, this is one of those crops. You look back at the 71 All-Star game, you say all the Hall of Famers that played in that one, they may look back in 15 years at the rookie crop of 2015 and say, wow, there's a few Hall of Famers in this one. So who gets the nod in this thing?
Well, you know, the first thing I would say for your fans is poor Matt Duffy. He's got numbers that could win the American League Rookie in a walk.
Yeah.
Nobody's even going to talk about him. I mean, it's going to be Peterson and Bryant, and they're going to fight this out the rest of the season. If I had to do it this minute, I'd give it to Jock Peterson because he had a little bit of the head start on Bryant. We'll see how the second half goes. I think Peterson, too, because he's been such a good center fielder, I think that may end up being the edge if he and Chris Bryant go head-to-head offensively the rest of the season. But that center field ability just might be the difference.
Boy, you know, we haven't seen the Cubs yet, and I can't wait to see Joe Maddon. I mean, he goes to New York, and the team is struggling, and, of course, they have this amazing series with the Mets. The Mets can't score at all. And to start the series, he brings a magician in. You know, now years ago they would bring in a psychologist who was a female and do some, all of a sudden, doing a dance or something. You know, I've heard those stories. But today, you bring a magician in, he tells a few jokes, and next thing you know, you're winning games.
Oh, I've been in his clubhouse in Tampa Bay when he had a 25-foot reticulated python going around the clubhouse. I was in there one day. It was like Evan Longoria and Will Myers were like hiding in the corner playing cards. They wanted no part of that. But, you know, that's the stuff this guy, he's had salsa bands come through the clubhouse out of nowhere. I mean, the atmosphere around the Cubs team is exactly what they were looking for. Madden's doing, and they're winning. And they're a good team. They're winning ahead of schedule. I think this is a team that maybe we thought next year they'd be just about ready to be a factor, but they've got a legit shot at the playoffs.
Don't they? I would think so. And, you know, why not? I mean, again, as we get I love July and August. It's the fight for me. This is when the rotations come together. This is when the trades happen. This is when you fight for your position, because if you don't, you're getting knocked out. And what I want to see with the Cubs, with Lester and Arrieta and Hamill, to see where they go.
And I think, you know, all the focus is on Lester, and it may be important because he may be their third best guy. I mean, I love Arrieta. I think this is a guy that has developed, is one of the best young pitchers. And I remember when Baltimore had him and a bunch of other young guys several years ago, Buck Showalter said to me, I don't know about any of these guys for sure yet, but the one who has the guts and the heart to do it is Arrieta.
Really? Wow. Very good. Hey, Paul, love having you on, and enjoy yourself. You watch the game. I know are you going to any of the National Giant games?
Yeah, I'm going to the Sunday night game.
Oh, beautiful. Maybe you'll give us a shout before the game. We'd love to catch up with you.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
All right, take care, Marty.
Have a good fourth. That is Paul White. Boy, knows the game cold, doesn't he?